are you playing?
Hello, and welcome to What the Bleep Are You Playing? A podcast where we play a game, many times bad, and tell you why the bleep we played it. I am Super Sean. This is Thomas Returns and Metropolis Mason. And we played... Superman Returns, the video game. Yeah. So, I guess kind of similarly to when we played the TMNT game.
Yeah.
That, you know, we played a game based on a movie that is not, like, beloved, but not, like, it's got a lot of, like, on both sides type of people.
Yeah, it's a divisive.
Divisive, yeah. Well, we decided to kind of do it again with a game based on a movie that a lot of people hate, but its fans are very, very big defenders of it.
It's a very... Yeah, I was going to get to that. It's a very divisive Superman movie. It's one that not a lot of people really care about. And it's my favorite.
You fuck ass. I don't like that movie.
Yeah, I take kind of the Thomas role in a lot of these movies and be like, it's fine, it's okay. I don't love it. I don't like. It, again, there are multiple really bad Superman movies out there.
That's true.
So like, it's really kind of the middle for me in the Superman movies. I do like the original two movies. Even if the first one is iconic, but a little boring to me. I know that it has its big fans. Honestly, my personal favorite Superman movie right now is still Man of Steel.
Which makes a lot of sense for you.
Which, again, it's again, a good movie. We talked about it, you know, plug to our Patreon. We had how we do a Superman movie, and we talked that no Superman movie has truly captured what we feel Superman is at this point.
Yes.
But... I think it was really fun sometimes, you know, when we don't have the time to sit down and watch a movie and talk about it to you guys over on Patreon, or sometimes over on here, when we can do what we love, and that's play tie-in licensed games. And
it's our bread and butter at this point.
Mid-2000s tie-in superhero genre games, we love them.
Yeah, they're our bread and butter. They're what we live for.
So this game came out around the same time as the movie, like most licensed games. This is actually a game that I have had experience with. I rented it when I was a kid. I played up until, you know, you get to Metallo. Mm-hmm. And then I stopped. So
interesting. That's a decent buy-in. Mm-hmm. And you didn't buy it after renting it?
No.
Interesting.
Because, well... I say I hate the movie. I have not seen the movie since I was a child, but I really fucking hated it as a kid. So I rented it because I was excited for the movie. Then I saw the movie and I was like, I never want to see this piece of shit again.
So, that's completely fair.
I can only think of like one game that I bought after renting it, and it was Lego Marvel.
I did a bunch, but that's more back in the day when, you know, rental stores were... a big thing.
They were a thing.
So
I was just thinking when you said I rented it as a kid, I was like, man, in like 30, 40, 50 years, that is a sentence you will never hear again, which is sad, which is very sad.
No, streaming is going to collapse anyway.
Anyways.
So we kind of really wanted to do a Superman game.
We
and
did.
There aren't a lot of them.
And the ones that exist are...
Superman is legendary for having bad games.
Mm-hmm.
Batman was legendary for having bad games until the Arkham series came out.
And we haven't really quite yet had Superman's Arkham moment.
No, and we're probably not getting it for a while.
Probably not in the way... Now, when we were playing this game, I know Mason and I were discussing a lot of just like this feeling of like, man, you know, if you take elements of this game, like this is how you would do a modern superhero, you know, a modern Superman game.
Yeah, it's because that's a debate that you hear about a lot on the internet is like, well, how would you make a Superman game? kind of like this, honestly. Not like exactly like this, because this game, don't get us wrong, is very flawed. But the
elements that work in this game really work. And yes. And the things that they try to do in this game, I'm like, you know, not for spoilers for the end of this episode, but like there are a lot of elements in this game that I'm like, man, if a modern game took that and really like built it out.
It really ran.
Like that is something that I think we could really enjoy. But yeah, this is a flawed game, but also a fairly decent to good game.
It's the big
undefeatable. There's a game on Steam for free, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Undefeatable. It's basically, it takes a lot of these concepts. It's not fully what I want because you do not have the same extent of powers as Superman. It's mostly just super strength, super speed. But that game does do a lot of what I think. Kind of a spoiler for my eventual thoughts.
This game takes the open world that was really popular in the early 2000s. You know, we saw it in the Spider-Man games. Obviously, GTA was hugely popular. This is when this sort of game was really starting to break out. The sandbox games were starting to exist. Open world, explore your city. And I really think that this game, it tries to do that, but it suffers a little bit, I feel, is in its execution of really also trying to be a beat-em-up at times, a 3D yeah. beat-em-up. And I think that for me is its biggest flaw.
It's definitely, to sound like a gaming journalist for a moment here, it does feel like it's reaching for heights that it can't quite reach. Mm-hmm. Can't quite get
to. And again, I like that it has combos. I like that it has kind of the setup. It has a huge, huge arsenal of Superman moves. But there are a lot of, you know, button combos. They're very much trying to feel like that. You know, it's in a lot of ways what when we played Beatdown, like that's a lot of the same kind of button combos. It's definitely not Beatdown, but like, you know, that type of like genre they were working
mm-hmm,
towards.
Mm-hmm.
Genre at times, and again we saw a lot of this in like some of the Spider-Man games. It is doing what the era did in a lot of these games, but I think that's where some of the combos just and some of the beat-em-up feelings, you don't always have a full grasp of Superman's powers, which is something that the game really wants you to have.
That's again the issue a lot of people have with debating, oh, what would you do with a Superman game, is that it'd be too easy, quote-unquote. Because most enemies he can defeat in one hit. Hell, he could probably beat them by blinking at them. So,
which is, I think a good place to start for this game, honestly, from that, is, and I think we're probably going to spend a lot of time just talking about how to develop a Superman game, and I think using this as our roadmap in a lot of ways in the beginning of it. But this game understands that aspect in that Superman doesn't really have a health bar. This is not about your enemy. It's not really about your enemies killing Superman.
Yeah, he has like an energy bar that.
But you can
you can
regenerate it pretty easily.
Yeah, you get back up like immediately.
His health bar, which is, by the way, this is the best idea the game has. His health bar is Metropolis.
Mm-hmm.
His health bar is the city,
which we said it over and over while we were playing it, is a great idea.
It's how you should do a Superman game, because then it's more about how you save the city, how you utilize your powers, the least amount of destruction you cause, you know, how you can and save people, you know, in the middle of, you know, you're fighting someone. If you save a citizen, your health maybe goes up. There's different things for it. Those are elements that I really like about this game, and I think do get to the core of what Superman is and who Superman is, and that the most important thing for Superman is not his life or anything else there. It is everyone else's life. Because in a lot of these battles, even in the comics, Superman's life is not the thing that's often in jeopardy.
No.
Everyone around him, that's what's more important.
I do think, though, if other games were to utilize the city is the health bar mentality, which I do think they should, there's probably a couple tweaks they could make upon the model that Superman Returns gives. Mm-hmm. For example, Metropolis in this game, it's pretty big. It's not massive, but it's pretty big. So it takes a while to get from A to B. And there are a lot of times while you're trying to get from A to B that the bad guys over in B are already doing damage, and it takes a while to get to them, and all that time you're losing health, which is a little bit annoying. Also,
it can be.
Also, it's. I mean, I didn't realize this until I saw Thomas playing, but yeah, you can save you'd save people to get Metropolis's health up. The only issue is that A, it doesn't really give it that much health back, and B, it is very hard to find the ambulances to save them with.
Sure, if you're blind, no.
You had issues finding them.
Yeah, because there were just well, for the most part,
they Metropolis's traffic was bad that day.
For the most part, they'll point them out. Like, you'll pick up a civilian, and there will be an exclamation mark that'll pop up, mm-hmm. and you'll find it that way. That's fine. That's what I mean. If you do that for the whole fucking game. The game doesn't do that for the whole game. Sometimes you will pick up a civilian, and there will be nowhere to put them.
There's no ambulance.
There's no place to save them, despite the citizens being like, save me, Superman, save me. And you're like, I'll save you, citizen.
And
I don't know where, but I will save you.
It kind of, again, I'm kind of wondering, in a Superman game, if maybe taking them to the ambulance gives you more help, but you can save them there.
Mm-hmm.
It just gives you less. Like in Man of Steel, when Superman cauterizes Lois Lane's wounds with his heat vision,
mm-hmm.
you can do that here. It's just going to give him less health because it's not proper.
Mm-hmm. Or if, you know, in a modern game, if there were hospitals around as well, you could also, you know, it's depending on the event, Superman could use his super speed to get over back and forth to it. You could do something along those lines. Again, it is a really good idea. And is I think that's the biggest thing we can say about this game, and we will probably say a lot. It's a lot of really, really good ideas for a Superman game.
Really good ideas that maybe aren't always executed.
And maybe not. Also for the you know, the technology at the time, the, you know, early 2000s. You know, we're doing this on an Xbox, you know, an OG Xbox. It is...
Part of me wonders how it plays on the 360 because it was released for that.
As well.
Like, but I feel like we've talked about games like this before, and I feel like I've used this phrase a lot: games that were a victim of their hardware.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of get the feeling that like they probably should have maybe waited a couple of years until the technology was really. Of course, by that point, it would have been years after Superman Returns came out.
Yeah, and you know. But, as someone who worked in the theater business when Superman Returns came out and predicted it was going to be massive because, of course, it's Superman, and then watched the responses and the box office numbers not live up to the expectations.
It was still big, but it wasn't huge.
Yeah. And so... Yeah. It was one of those that just, like, it kind of felt like... And so, like, I can understand why they would want the game to be out as close to the movie as possible. A, because of the expectations. And then once it came out, the movie came out, are you going to get people to buy a Superman Returns game a few years later?
Probably not.
So, yeah. I think that is kind of the thing.
We didn't hit the Superman Returns as actually good. You're all just wrong. Renaissance until...
And some of that also came a lot of this kind of with the Brandon Routh Renaissance that a lot of people went back and were like, ooh,
hey, he's actually good. Pretty good.
Well, because he was good in the Crisis on Infinite Earths event CW.
Mm-hmm. So. And he was also good as, he plays the Adam
in Legends of Tomorrow.
Legends of Tomorrow, that's right. I was like, what
shit is it? Speaking of Brandon Routh and... A lot of the cast, they all came back and reprised their roles in this.
Yeah, they're all here for better or worse.
Yeah, they're all, who plays Lois Lane again?
Kate Bosworth.
Kate Bosworth.
They're all here: Brandon Routh, Kate Bosworth, Pedro Spacey.
Yeah.
Yep. You know.
And they really made sure to do him dirty.
In all seriousness, they're all back.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't here for the scenes because behind the scenes thing. I've been at work for 13 and a half hours today. Anyways.
So if Thomas ever, you're like, why does Thomas feel sleepy or tired or annoyed?
Or angry.
There's your reasoning. But the scenes with kind of like Kevin Spacey showing up and Lex Luthor, they are early 2000s cutscenes. And so some of the eyes and the mouth are a little off. But for Kevin Spacey, it makes me, I'm like, no, they got it perfect. Look, they got Kevin Spacey perfect.
They really nailed him.
They got his look down.
Like I said, I will say, I don't know if this is on topic or not, but This game does, speaking of character models, I guess one of my favorite things that this game does is something any early 2000s superhero game worth their salt does. Puts these very realistic characters and puts the fuck-ass comic book characters in the video games.
Yep.
Because you're goddamn right, moguls in this game, bitch. And the first time I saw it, I'm like, holy shit, they put mogul in this game.
Bizarro's in it. Bizarro, Metallo.
Metallo, Mr.
Mitziat Spitlick.
That.
Don't ask me why I know how to pronounce that.
Every time I try to pronounce it, I just wait until somebody else says it.
Okay, yeah. But yeah. I was talking with Mason when we're going through it, and I was like, this is something that I miss. And, you know, it would be like, imagine you're playing the new Marvel game this year, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy 3 tie-in game, and then just this random character from the comic shows up.
Galactus.
Yeah. Because that was, you know, the Spider-Man games did this, the Batman Begins game did this.
You're playing Ant-Man, and out of nowhere, oh, look, it's Asbestos Lady. Yes, that was a real character, look her up.
You know.
It's the stupendous stilt man.
Can you imagine if you were playing, like, a Batman game based on, like, the Nolan trilogy, and then Condiment King were to show up?
It's like a gritty real estate Condiment King.
It's just
some. No, it's just the Condiment King from there, but it's gritty realistic Batman, and then just Condiment King is like, woohoo!
I was gonna say Condiment King's just some dude in a suit who just happens to have like two ketchup packets in his.
He just squirts little ketchup packets at him. He's like, take that, Batman!
Oh, Lord.
But that's something that happened a lot in these games, and this game absolutely does it. And it's great to see a lot of these Superman villains and characters that you don't see very often in this environment. Yeah, they exist in the animated stuff and obviously the comics, but we don't. Superman movies are obsessed with two villains, Luthor and Zod. And that's it.
Very heavy Luthor, very light on Zod.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, Zod's had two movies compared to Luthor's the rest.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
And again, that's not a problem. I like Luthor. I like mm-hmm. Zod. They are Superman's arch enemies. But I'm also like, give me Mogul.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give me Bizarro. Give me Radio.
Give me Brainiac.
Radioactive Man's the wrong fucking thing. What the hell is it? Parasite.
Mm-hmm.
Give me Parasite.
You know, give me Brainiac. Give me, you know, Brainiac, we got Metallo. You know,
if I remember correctly, I could be wrong. I think Brainiac's the final boss.
He's in the game. I know that.
He's just in the game.
Mm-hmm. I also think Brainiac was supposed to be the bad guy in Nick Cage's Superman movie, right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man, I wish that happened. Anyways, can somebody mod a Superman or is it the Superman Returns game where it's Nicolas Cage's Superman?
We're talking about a mid-90s movie. There would have been a tie-in game for it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's some shitty PS1.
Yeah, it would have been something like that. God, you know, because that would have been not that far off from Superman 64. Like,
so it would have been funny, like, oh, which one's worse? Nick Cage's tie-in movie or Superman 64?
Yeah.
Yikes.
I think
in a just world, Nick Cage's one would be better.
Just slightly. Less rings.
Just slightly.
It, I don't know. It's always interesting because Superman is so kind of confined into one area, and that is the Reeves movies and what Returns tries to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whenever something tries to expand from that, people are hesitant.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this game suffers from that a little bit,
mm-hmm.
is criticism wise. Because a lot of people, you know, I think the game got like middling reviews.
It did. It was kind of down the middle of the pack, you know.
Fives.
Yeah. Yeah, unless you're talking about the DS version, which, woo, nobody liked.
I was hoping it was like a hidden gem. I'm not gonna lie.
No, people say the Game Boy is actually not bad. It's a very, very different game. It's a puzzle game.
Yeah, that's Fortress of Solitude, right?
Like,
that's what the GBA version was
with,
called.
It was, you had Sudoku superpowers, basically is what it is. You're playing Sudoku with superpowers. Like, it's a puzzle game.
Okay. I guess that's a way to make
Sudoku. So is that just what Superman does in his downtime in the Fortress of Solitude? He just plays Sudoku?
I imagine Superman in the Fortress of Solitude fully in his, like, uniform, like, in full in his suit, but he has, like, his Clark Kent glasses on playing Sudoku. He's got a little fire resting by, you know?
It'd be a really funny juxtaposition.
Crypto, the Superdog is, like, sitting at his feet. It's just the comfiest environment the Fortress of Solitude.
He's got a pipe.
That's a really funny juxtaposition that Superman's out here saving the day and beating up bad guys and he's all cool. Then he goes back to Fortress of Solitude and he's just like the most boring man in the world.
Because that's what I imagine Superman would be. I imagine he's like that white dad. Like the kind of guy who like he's chill, but he doesn't really do much.
He's like the he's
the farmer, you know, a good day's work is honest work kind of
guy that shouts at a TV during a football game.
I don't think he does that. I think he attempts to, but I don't think he like gets fully into it. Lois is the one who screams.
Lois, calm down.
Superman, Fortress of Solitude, and fantasies aside.
Interestingly, they're kind of a Superman game I do want to do at some point. I have to find it for a price that doesn't, you know, gouge me. It's the Death and Return of Superman for the Super Nintendo.
Yes.
Oh, that was a thing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a side-scrolling beat-em-up.
Which I think would work for, especially for the, at the time, Superman would really work in that.
Yeah, I think, again, really on top of it, that could be just a good Justice League game. It's a side-scrolling beat-em-up.
Are you thinking you can rotate between all the characters, or you just stick with one?
Rotate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I think maybe like pick two, and you can swap between them, or make it like the Turtles games where you can have so many on screen at once.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, it worked for the X-Men arcade, so.
Yeah. I honestly, while we're talking about like mini how we do a Justice League episode in the middle of this podcast, I think even though I don't really like the plot in that happens in both of the Justice League movies, the live action ones where they have to revive Superman. Even though I don't like how it's done in those movies, I think that would make a decent plot for a video game. Is the Justice League working together to revive Superman?
I think so. I also think what would be a good plot for it is what the new Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just the Justice League fighting their evil counterparts.
Mm-hmm.
Basically make Crisis on Two Earths the game.
But yeah. But anyway, yeah. Anyways, back to the game we were actually talking about.
The tangents on this podcast?
Never. So
never happens.
I can confirm and tell you what the final boss is. Oh. It's a tornado.
Are you kidding me?
Because remember, you open up the game with the meteor storm. You end it with it. Again, this game is very focused on saving Metropolis.
Mason says, really, the movie ends with him lifting an island.
An island with a bad guy on it. Is there a bad guy in this tornado?
Possibly.
Who the fuck cares? It's one guy.
We interrupt this Superman game to bring you Twister.
The reason I bring that up is Thomas was talking about some of the complaints is that people were upset that it wasn't Lex Luthor or General Zod or Nuclear Man or even Richard Pryor. This is an actual quote from a guy who reviewed it. Nope, you fight a tornado. And again, people, it strayed away from kind of what we knew, especially with the Reeve Superman, despite being, looking like it. And I think that is one of the reasons, this is not to say, hey, this game is perfect and has no flaws. It is filled with flaws. And honestly, fives and sixes is probably a fair ranking.
Yes.
But the reviews that absolutely hated it, a lot of it was because it strayed away from what we knew as Superman.
It also comes down to the fact that people bitched that Superman Returns didn't have a lot going on. That is a problem with the movie, in my opinion, but less because, it's not like the Reeves movies. Those also are kind of slow. Superman Returns just isn't worse than mine. But the issue that a lot of people also had is that in Superman Returns, this is a modern Superman. They want to see Superman in the modern day. They want to see him do cooler stuff. And that nothing really comes of that. Now, in a post-Man of Steel world, we can look back on this in a different light. Mm-hmm. Because we now have that Superman movie where, oh my god, everyone's dead. And
thank god we're in the abandoned building district.
We're in the abandoned building city.
I made the joke while Mason was controlling Superman and running into buildings and accidentally blowing up and trying to punch a building with fire. I used the quote, good thing it's Sunday, otherwise those buildings would be full of people.
Which I thought was a TFS bet.
And I was like, no, that's the actual original first English Dragon Ball dub. It's like four kids.
but yeah, I do get what you're saying, though. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's another reason why again, going to our mini how we pitch a Superman game that this episode has kind of turned into, I would have sort of boss battles where Superman does have a health bar.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, maybe, because there was a pitched PS3 era Superman game that ended up never coming out, Superman Blue, I think was its code name. And the demo was fighting Doomsday, and you were going through buildings, punching people, like getting tossed through skyscrapers and all this shit. And that's something you do want to do in a Superman game. You want to have these Dragon Ball Z-ass battles.
Mm-hmm. I think that's partly why I'm very, very much really love Man of Steel, and it's partly because those action scenes feel like how I would picture it. And again, it's anime-esque because, surprise, I like anime.
Shit, really?
I didn't know that. Whoa.
But like those next fight scenes. Next
you're going to tell me Thomas really likes 007.
I know, Strzok. But those fights feel very anime-esque, and that is how I would envision some Superman fights. It's also kind of why I like the My Adventures with Superman, because they went with more of the anime-esque style with it. And so, like, those are things that I actually like in a lot of Superman. Again, plug, go listen to our Patreon, how we do a Superman episode, because we talk a lot about these sort of things in universe that we like about Superman.
Yes.
But in this, from this sort of game, and a lot of it is in this game, everything, even when you have like super speed and legs, everything does feel a little slow. And as Mason said, getting from places can feel a little slow. You have Superman's powers, but a lot of times you don't feel like you are Superman.
And again, I think that kind of boils down to the limitations of what people were willing to do. It's the same reason why we have yet to get a Flash game. They don't want to give you that sense of speed. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to give you that sense of ridiculous momentum. They don't want you to have that sense of ridiculous strength, because otherwise they'll have to depower you in later levels and people will cry about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. Doing a Superman game or any game based on a DC character, because spoilers, DC characters are really fucking overpowered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They are gods. They are gods.
It's a difference between Marvel and DC. Marvel are humans amongst gods. DC are gods amongst humans.
Mm-hmm. And I do think for this game's sake, when you do get to do your super speed, when you get to fly, when you go fast, it's not that it isn't like cool and fun at the time.
It does control well.
It does, you know, it is there. It's just when we're talking about what you would do with Superman, it just feels like it doesn't quite get there. And I think from that, I think the biggest complaint that all of us had, and while playing the game, other than some of the real cheap early stuff in the Gladiator ring when they're trying to teach you stuff, there was a lot of angry words while playing that. But I think the thing while playing and flying the city is this game gets repetitive. Yes. And which isn't uncommon for the sandbox type games or, you know, exploring games at the time like this.
Yeah.
But
the thing about the sandbox games is that in your GTAs or your Saints Rows or your Crackdowns or whatever, you have your missions where you go around the city fucking shit up. But then you have your missions where you're on a more structured path. To be fair, maybe those are in Superman Returns. Again, I am the one who's played the least of this game.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I play, the missions are always go to this place and save people, go to this place and save mm-hmm. people, go to this place and save people. And again, I get it. That's what Superman does, mm-hmm. and I do like that. But
it's the same thing.
Spice of life, baby.
It's a functioning gameplay loop, and I can see if like I was a like a 12-year-old in 2006 and I had just come home from school and I wanted to turn my brain off for like 30 minutes,
mm-hmm.
this would be the perfect game to do that.
I said if it
flying
was...
around, taking down these enemies and just doing that over and over. For 30 minutes at a time, that works. Any longer than that, and you're like, yeah, I'm bored.
If it was treated like a lot of people treated original Animal Crossing, hey, I'm going to boot it up and play for 30, 40 minutes a day. And you're not worried about the story mode. You're just, I'm going to go goo my stuff. I'm going to collect my things, and I'm done for the day. And if you did that kind of like that sort of thing, is I'm going to save Metropolis for about 30, 40 minutes every day. And it kind of was like, if it had a little more to that, I think there's actually like, there is a slice of life kind of Superman type game that is literally just that. Like every day, what's the problems in Metropolis today? Cool, I saved Metropolis today. I'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
That actually would be really fun. The problem, I think, with the repetitiveness, and again, the enemies do change as different villains show up in each chapter and different things like that. Like but it's a lot of the same sort of thing while you're progressing across the Superman Returns story and everything going on. So like, there is variations that exist.
Superman Returns story
of Kevin Spacey being Kevin Spacey.
The 5% of this game that actually adapts the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Again, that's not a critique. Again, one of the critiques of the movie is that not a lot happens. Mm-hmm. And you can't really do a lot of... Even if you like the movie, that's fine. Like the movie. Adapting it word for word would be kind of a shit video game.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. Even from someone who's like, I like the movie, it's fine. And to Mason, who is, I love the movie. To Thomas's, die, movie, die. As Thomas stands over a DVD with a knife, just slowly stabbing it over and over.
The only
walk into my house. Hey, Thomas, I get... Okay, I'm gone.
The only way that I could see like Superman Returns a story working, like plot point for point in a video game, is if it was like a Telltale game
or like a visual novel
yeah. type thing.
Which I think Superman actually wouldn't be bad in a visual novel format. I mean, you wouldn't have the power feeling of it. You've more been telling a story through it. But you could make it wouldn't be awful. Not just necessarily for this movie, but just like Superman in general.
Yeah.
But like, I think that is the biggest thing to take away from this game. It controls fine. It looks fine. It plays fine, but when you finish and you sit there, you are yearning for a little bit more. You're yearning to be Superman a little bit more and actually feel it. And unfortunately, at this point in time of this recording, there really isn't a Superman game that truly gives you that feeling. This is probably the closest we're going to get.
I'm going to steal a criticism Mason had one of the episodes. I forget which one it is. It feels like a beta. Like, this is a good beta for Superman. Game.
I think I said that about Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe, I think.
You might have, but I also think you might have said about Imperfects.
Or was it Naruto?
Might have been Naruto, yeah. Man, Mason, you've said that a lot.
I guess
good
so.
Job, Mason.
All right, but that's a good...
Yeah, I'll steal that critique. That's kind of what this feels like.
Mm-hmm.
That is what
feels like a great work in progress. They put it out and they're like, we need 6 more months to do this, and you got 2 minutes. Sick.
And possibly if this part of EA that made the game, we didn't really talk about the development because there wasn't much, this part of EA, they're the sports EA.
EA Sports, it's in the game.
They make a lot. They're the ones that really did a lot of Madden. They did a lot of, like, that was their big thing. Well, their non-sports games aren't particularly great. This is one of their best of their non-sports games. They made GoldenEye Rogue Agent on the DS.
And it kind of makes me wonder, like, I mean, well, let's not beat around the bush. EA didn't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
They put it on a developer that they're like, here, do it.
You're in between Madden anyway, go do this.
Mm-hmm. And they just kind of tossed it to whatever.
And I feel like if they were to do this with a developer who, I don't want to say gave a shit, because I think these people did care. They came up with a great concept mm-hmm. and everything. But someone who was more comfortable with...
And maybe had more of a timeline, wasn't worried necessarily with going with the movie, maybe had more time to really develop a Superman movie, had years to work on it, to come up with it.
God forbid if it did an X-Men Origins Wolverine thing, where the movie was... I don't think Superman Returns was delayed, but the movie was... X-Men Origins was delayed to hell and back. So... They had a finished game because it kept getting delayed. They're like, well, let's just polish this shit up. So
absolutely. So I just think And I think that's probably our biggest point for this game and everything from it. We liked it. We enjoyed it. But that a lot of that comes from the fact of we really all like Superman.
Yeah.
And we wanted to sit down, and this is probably the best Superman experience to this point that that it exists in video games. And so we can forgive some of its flaws while playing it. But if somebody doesn't really have that big of an attachment to Superman, or even like, you know, it's just a passing care of Superman, they're going to be a lot harsher on this game. And that's what we saw with the original reviews. If you just kind of have, if you're only familiar with the Christopher Reeve Superman, yeah, you're probably not going to love this game.
All the Shadow of Apocalypse stands out there.
That's another true. Day. Yes. I know there are other Superman games. I know there are good Superman, other good Superman games. And I know there are Superman experiences we would like to play. Roll with me, people out there. Roll with me. I'll reclip some of this when we play another Superman game and be like, yeah, look at how dumb Sean was.
This game, it really just stays in its lane, this game. And it's a good lane. It just doesn't move from it at all. It just stays in that one lane. Until it crashes. And that's this game.
Yeah. But on this podcast, we ask two important questions of every game that we play. The first is, how does it hold up?
I can split my answer in half. Most of the game holds up fine. When you're in Metropolis, you're flying around doing all this shit. It holds up fine. I honestly think the controls are pretty good. I actually like the combos. I like the ability to... and a combo with a big blast of heat vision that's actually really cool. The other half, fuck the goddamn Gladiator world. I'm sorry, I gotta bring it up. That bitch sucked.
Yeah.
It didn't do shit.
It's only one section of the game, but
it's trying to be a tutorial, and it's not a good tutorial.
It's just not, no.
It would be a better one if the buttons worked. Because there were several points where the buttons just did not work for me.
Or things didn't line up. Things didn't work. It was just, yeah, it was a very frustrating. And honestly, before getting into the main game, it is the frustrating part. Like, I can imagine people quitting on this game because of this early start.
I did at one point when playing it.
But I kind of agree. In Metropolis and win this game, and you're just having there, the game holds up. Graphically, it's fine for the time. It looks great. It looks, you know, it's still good now. The score is very John Williams light and good. The voice acting is kind of wooden at times, but it's nice to hear the same voices. All of it holds up just fine.
Yes.
But, and again, this doesn't necessarily take away from the holding up. A lot of the flaws that were very apparent then have only gotten more apparent as it has aged.
Yeah.
And only as it's grown, especially because of the development of sandbox games at the time. There's a reason we hold up certain sandbox games so high at the time, because they just revolutionized it. Well, the copies or the things that we're doing some others aren't going to hold up as well.
No. If you're going back to this game thinking that it's like some kind of like hidden great gem, you're not going to get that. You are going to get a game that functions and functions well.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't like a atrocious in the way it looks or anything, but doesn't really stand out all that much.
I think if you're a hardcore Superman fan, pick this up, you'll find some enjoyment.
Yes.
But otherwise, if you're curious, it's cheap.
It's very cheap, yeah. I found it at a game store for like $3.
I think mine was like 7.
I didn't realize Superman Returns had a video game. Cool. And I grabbed it type of thing. And so like,
also completely off topic, you said John Williams line. I was like, oh, I love Kevin Kiner.
Listen to our Bleepies episode to get that one. But yeah. The second question we ask, and honestly, I'm very excited for on this one, of every game that we play, would you like to see a remake or a reimagining in a modern setting?
Take literally everything we've said about
the 30 minutes before this.
Gee, I wonder.
I mean, short to the point, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want a modern Superman game that does something like this. Again, I would have boss levels where Superman has a health bar and you can barrel through buildings, just because that is something that you want to do in a Superman game. Is it fitting for Superman? No, but the Neanderthal brain does exist, people.
Mm-hmm. I think to say from that, I think outside of boss battles, yeah, like if you're in a boss battle and it's in an arena, and again, you know, you're like, it's in their empty buildings, have fun with the destruction. But I do think that there should be again, it's not super easy necessarily, but you should be able to do these things, but you should be punished in the game. Like, again, if Metropolis is your health bar, if you go out of your way to hurt Metropolis, all you're doing is hurting yourself.
Yeah. I'm just basically going to repeat what we've been saying for the last 30 minutes. Just take the best parts of this game and put it in a new game.
I mean, you know, we've seen with the Spider-Man games on the PlayStation, you can do superpowers really well in an open world. We've seen, you know, more story driven and good games like the Guardians of the Galaxy game that came out and different things like that. We've seen the Arkham games. We've seen the superheroes. You can do it right. Superman is a hard one to do.
Yeah,
it absolutely is.
For me, I also personally, I just prefer linear games in general, so I would also take a linear Superman game.
Mm-hmm.
Go listen to our How the Bleak We Do It Superman movie. I pitch an idea for one movie called Superman War World, where Superman's just stuck on a gladiator planet, and Sean said that would make a good video game.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, legitimately, there are ways to make a Superman game where you still can fulfill your power fantasy and not worry about it. You know, you could have a big, huge game. You can have different parts of the same game in it. Like, if you have boss fights, you can have a whole boss world or a boss setup that you're plowing through enemies for a while that is almost like a quote-unquote arcade mode type of thing you could have in it, while your main game maybe is saving Metropolis. I would love kind of Metropolis that is set on a kind of a time that, like, you come in every day and kind of just make sure your Metropolis is safe. You know, I put the game down for 7 years, come back. Oh no.
Where did Metropolis go? I brought it up earlier. I just want Superman to have his Arkham moment. I want that bad for Superman, and it just hasn't happened yet. And I want it.
I think we can all say that we don't need a remake of Superman Returns.
No.
But all of us would like them to reimagine the ideas from this game and give us a Superman game.
Absolutely.
Honestly, just give us a Superman game.
Yes.
Studio, wherever you are that has the Superman license right now, you that's listening, definitely. Superman game now. Please?
Marvel has like fucking 20 games coming out a year at this point. DC. Get on the goddamn ball.
Time to catch up.
This is just a small thing on it. Stop just trying to make more Arkham games. Like, but with other things. Like, yeah, because that's unfortunately kind of what it feels like with a lot of the DC stuff is like, ooh, you like Arkham? And I'm like, yeah, Arkham's fine. I like Arkham. But I don't need every DC game to be an Arkham game.
I think I saw somewhere like a while back that Rockstar was at one point developing a Superman game.
Yeah.
Do it. Please do it.
I would love to play another Superman game. But what do you guys think? Do you like Superman as much as we do? Have you listened to our other Superman stuff? Or do you just want to tell us about Superman and what you like or any other heroes that you would like to see in a game, movie, or whatever? Well, you can tell us. Comment about this. Send us an email. bleepyouplaying@gmail.com. That's bleepyouplaying@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to make us play a different Superman game, those of you that are angry at me and what I said about Superman Returns being the best Superman experience, and you're like, no, insert blank game is best Superman experience, subscribe to our Patreon, our Super Bleephead tier, $15 a month, and tell me directly that I have to play it. I'll do that, and I'll tell you about it, and I'll tell you if it is. We have recently just been able to launch our YouTube over on YouTube, What the Bleep. We have all our episodes there. You might be listening to it this episode here. But we have all of our Let's Play. Let's Bleeping Play. It's our new show. Check it out. Subscribe. We love the support. We're thankful for everything that we get. So
we love doing it, and we'd love to keep doing it.
So, yeah, subscribe. 5 stars here. Support us. Share us. We love you. And we'll be back next time with the king maybe returning.
Help.